state tournament, the first ever sanctioned girls state tournament. As first coach, let's go back to last Friday in that regional qualifier up at Decorah. And I tell you what, the girls, even though you only sent two girls to state, I tell you what, the rest of the team wrestled extremely well. A lot of girls putting themselves in positions, especially late in the day in that third or that fifth and sixth place match or that fifth place match to try to wrestle and get a chance to wrestle back for fourth. And just a great performance for the girls and really their biggest tournament that they've wrestled in as far as bracket wise and having to come back in the bracket, but just a great day for the girls.
Yeah, I thought it was outstanding. We actually had 18 falls Friday. I think that kind of kept us up there in that top fives. We had girls that, you know, kind of like all year long that had an experience and getting caught in things when you're way ahead. We had probably had two or three girls that were winning matches and just got caught or got pinned, and it was heartbreaking to see that happen on the elimination rounds. But the other girls responded when they lost, and to have four other girls in wrestling in that top six for an opportunity for a wrestle back at the end of the day, that means we had, you know, over half of our team still in it all the way to the end. And you put it in perspective that we had all those first year girls that had never touched the mat until this season. That's a pretty good performance for those girls.
Joined by West Delaware girls head coach Dale Meyer here on the Sports Zone. And, you know, for the first time, those girls wrestling in the first time there in that regional. And like you said, you know, we had senior night a couple weeks ago or for the wrestling programs, and you didn't have any seniors, and you've got a very, very young team. And what a great opportunity for those girls to wrestle in that. And being that it is a young team, those girls get to kind of pave the way for this program and in their, you know, remaining two or three years that they've got left in the program moving forward here the next two or three years, getting that experience that they've gotten this year. And you really rely on those girls to kind of lead the way for the girls that will be coming in next season and for the girls to come.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, I'm just super proud of all that they've accomplished and mostly the growth that they made, especially in the last month of the season. And you know, competing with independents the way that we did in that duel, and the girls coming out. We had a really strong first round at regionals, and then we just were seated in the bracket in the tough spot where we had some real tough second round matches, and they kind of battled through it. And I just really liked the way they responded. They learned a lot of lessons on Friday, I think, and they'll take those moving forward.
As I'm joined by West Delaware girls coach Dale Meyer, two girls advancing to the state tournament. As you're going to have Anna O'Rear and Kylie Shoup representing your team at the first ever sanctioned girls wrestling state tournament starting tomorrow at 9 a.m. at the Extreme Arena in Coralville. And I tell you what, I'm anxious to see the look on those girls' faces when they walk into that arena for the first time. And, you know, they're going to have weigh-ins, and then they're going to see the crowd that's going to be there for that. Should be a great crowd for the first ever sanctioned tournament down there. And just a great opportunity. Tough matchup first off for Anna O'Rear. She unfortunately drew the number one seed in the tournament. But, you know, anything can happen. You know, we've seen that throughout the year. You know, you just talked about girls with a lead and getting caught in something. You know, anything can happen, especially, you know, you've been around the boys tournament long enough to know and see enough of those crazy events happen. So you can't count Anna O'Rear out. And then Kylie Shoup wrestles a girl that was in her regional. So the girls ready to go and for that first tournament down there at the Extreme Arena tomorrow.
That's very true. We worked really hard. Yeah, I'm anxious to see their response when they get in there. You and I have both seen it with the boys many, many times, and they get in there and they haven't been in that kind of environment. And it's going to be fun to see how they respond to that and how they're able to wrestle. And we've just been preaching so much about, you know, everything that's happened up to this point. It's just practice and anything can happen. And we've beaten girls that have pinned us three times. And so what happened yesterday even doesn't mean anything to us. So we just got to go out and give our best effort and leave it all on the mat. And if that's what they do, they can be proud of their effort no matter the outcome.
All right, Coach. Well, I appreciate your time tonight. Roger and I will be at the Extreme Arena for that opening round at 9 o'clock. So looking forward to seeing your two girls compete down there in Coralville. And wish you guys the best of luck, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jamie. We'll see you down there.
That was West Delaware Girls Head Coach Dale Meyer here on the KMCH Sports Zone. We'll take a break, and Swish will be back with more right after this. You're listening to it from KMCH Sports.
When it comes to financial planning, most financial companies focus on your income. At Northwestern Mutual, we focus on your outcome. It takes the right financial partner who cares as much about your future as you do, building a financial plan to meet your life's priorities and helping you achieve the financial security you're after. Focus on your financial outcome with Northwestern Mutual. Contact me, Mitch Payton, or Matt Schulte today. You and Northwestern Mutual, stronger together.
Hi, this is Bill from Gateway Appliance. From laundry sets to kitchen appliances, we put the home field advantage in your home, making your athlete ready for the big game. Gateway Appliance, your exclusive KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer in the Big Blue Building on West Main in Manchester.
And I welcome back into the KMCH Sports Zone here on this Wednesday night. John Swisher along with you. Brad Wubin is the head coach of the West Delaware Girls, joining me as the Hawks since we last talked. A couple of good opponents and two losses, unfortunately. Marion 74-46 last Friday night on the road, and then on the road last night against Solon 58-49. As we start with that Friday night game at Marion, it was a game that the first time around you had a lead for a majority of the game. Marion able to come back and score late and win that one by four. And we talk about this one. What was the difference last Friday night for the Wolves on the road, Brad?
Well, they shot a little bit better than us, but the stat that really jumps off the page is we just got beat on the boards. They out-rebounded us on both ends of the floor, and it showed up in the score.
Indeed. So 74-46. And then you have a couple days off getting ready for Solon last night, 58-49. Coming out, staying right with the Spartans. They were able to pull away late and getting that win. But it all goes through Callie Levine and company as you try to contain everybody else. She got hers.
She did get hers, and, you know, she's got a better supporting cast than she had last year, and that really showed up. I think did they shoot 60% from three?
I think it was right around there, yep.
Yeah, they shot it really well, and when you gotta watch where Callie is, and then, you know, you're constantly sprinting at shooters, and we lost them a few times, and it ended up catching up with us.
The improvement, the name of the game, and the turnovers, especially the unforced turnovers we've seen at times here lately, have been better. You agree?
Yeah, we have been better. It seems like our Achilles heel seems to be coming out of halftime. Our third quarters haven't been the greatest, and we got to find a way to shake that and get better there.
Can't believe there's only one game left in the regular season?
It's weird because you're in the grind of January and you're like, oh my goodness, and then all of a sudden here we are at the end. It's crazy how it slows down through there, but all of a sudden you're at the end.
Indeed, and only one game remaining next Tuesday, regular season style, as you'll travel to Mount Vernon and take on Coach Sanderson and a company, as just playing them on January 30th. A close one at home, 47-42.
Yep. I felt we played pretty well that game. We know what they do. They extend a 2-3 zone. You got to be able to knock down some outside shots. You got to take care of the rebounds and limit turnovers. It's the same old, just another ranked opponent.
Indeed, as one regular season game left, and then the message from the union coming out yesterday that the pairings for Class 4A and 5A teams will be coming out next Wednesday, so still okay. In a wait-and-see mode to see exactly who your first-round opponent will be, and those first-round games will come up the following Wednesday, so you'll have a week for prep and some scouting, some film study, and getting ready for your first-round opponent, as it's almost that time.
Right. It's kind of a strange finish for us this year. We've got, we played last night. We don't have another game for a week, and then we don't have postseason for another week. So it's going to be challenging to kind of to keep pushing and keep working. We're going to have a lot of practice time, so hopefully we can stay engaged and find some new things to work on and keep getting better.
Indeed. All right. We'll look to talk to you again next week. Coach, thanks for your time. As always, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too, John.
Brad Wubina, head coach of the West Delaware Girls basketball program here on the show. We continue along. More coaches to get to on this Wednesday night, and we'll continue to do it next right here from KMCH Sports.
Tad Mormon, your American Family Insurance agent in Manchester, is looking out for what matters to you, even when there's nothing wrong. Give Tad a call today for all your insurance questions.
American Family Insurance, Tad Mormon agent, 106 East Main Street in Manchester.
We welcome you back into the Sports Zone here on a Wednesday night. John Swisher back with you. Drake Skuring is with me. He's the head coach of the West Delaware Boys, of course, as the Hawks coming in with a 10-9 record, 7-5 in the WAMAC Conference. And since we lost, two losses for the Hawks, 63-52 against Marion at home last Friday night, and then a road loss to Solon last night by the score of 50-38. We start, Coach, with Friday night. You battled without your leading scorer and a guy that gets things going in Maddox Lott, as he was homesick, unfortunately. Your kids gave it their all against a talented Marion team, ranked number 4 at the time. They suffered a loss on Monday night. But Marion, they made shots. They had an answer when you guys found a little opening, but they were able to hold you off by 11 on Friday night.
Yeah, you know, Marion's, I mean, they're the number 3 team in the state for a reason this week. They're very, very skilled. They make some pretty tough shots that spread you out, and they've got 5 guys who can really defend. You know, it was, I thought that defensively, you know, it's been a focus point here recently for us, more than it was earlier this season. I mean, we always talk about defense, but, you know, we got to get better at certain things. And I thought, for the most part, we did a really good job defensively against them. They made some really tough shots. I mean, going back and watching the film, it was like, man, we did some really good things. And then they just hit a contested 3 or a contested layup, and it was like, man, if a couple of those things don't happen and a couple of them don't go in, then, you know, it's a much closer game, and we're probably still in it. I mean, we had it down to 2 in the third quarter, and then I thought John went to make an outlet pass, and I thought he was clearly fouled, and we didn't get a call. And then they went and hit a 3, and it went back to 5. So, you know, sometimes those breaks just don't happen. But, yeah, it hurt not having Maddox there, but I thought our guys handled that well and responded well as well.
Maddox was back last night, and Solon was the opponent down in Solon. Tough place to play. 5-game losing streak coming in. Unfortunately, they extended that to 6 in a row now. But tremendous start for your team coming out firing and on the road. Just a great start, unfortunately. Couldn't keep it going, and the offense went cold, and they warmed up and went on to win by 12, but had to be happy with the start, at least, by your team last night.
Yeah, you know, going back to watching the film, there was a lot to be happy with, not only the start, but the start was the key, I thought. You know, they couldn't guard us in their man-to-man offense. They tried to. But they couldn't, and so it put them in that 1-3-1, and unfortunately that just kind of caused problems for us. They weren't as crisp. You know, anytime a high school team gets a lead, you know, sometimes they tend to relax a little bit more and don't play with the same urgency they may if they're trailing or tied up. But for the most part, the start of that game was awesome. And then, I mean, I thought the second half defensively, we played one of our best quarters. You know, with this group, obviously we're undersized, so the fact that we're going to give up some offensive rebounds a game, you know, us as a coaching staff, we understand that. We don't want the guys to understand that. You know, we want them to work their butt off the whole time. But last night they got too many opportunities off of second chance. They had, I think it was 10 or more second chance points. And then they also had 14 points from the free throw line. So, I mean, there's 24 points you could take off the board right there. But to hold a team that, like Solon, who's very strong offensively, the 15 points in the second half was huge for us defensively. Unfortunately, shots just weren't falling. We got some really good looks in that second half, and we just weren't able to convert on. So kind of the story of the night was, you know, we started off well, and then once that 1-3-1 hit us, we just
couldn't put the ball in the hoop, which is unfortunate.
Indeed, as now you have a little time to rest and continue to work on things and come back for three regular season games, as you'll take on Mount Vernon home next Tuesday, travel to South Tama next Friday, and then be at home on the 14th for senior night inside Seedorf Gymnasium. Now you don't mind the rest as you try to get some kids healthy, some sickness going through the school and through your team right now. So not a bad Friday night to have off now looking at things.
Yeah, very true. You know, this bye came at a pretty good time for us. Today we had a really good practice. Didn't go too long, and it was just a ton of shooting. You know, just a ton of fundamental stuff. Hey, we're going to get up as many game-like shots as possible. And, you know, our guys were sweating by the end of the hour we were in the gym today, and we got a good lift in. So, you know, it's just we have time to shrink down practices and make them really, really good this time of year instead of going for two full hours sometimes. So, you know, this time of year, it's nice to have a little bit of a break, and we can regather for a really good Mount Vernon team next Tuesday.
And remind me the process of what you've been told by the state for the postseason, as it's going to be a little over a week or so now that we find out what the postseason matchups are.
Yeah, so it's a little different than in past years, obviously. So in the past, the coaches have met together of each district, but moving forward, the state just makes everyone's pairings, you know, so we won't find out till the 13th. So we'll find out on the 13th, and then we'll play our first round game on the 20th. So unfortunately, that doesn't leave a ton of time to go watch teams in person.
Yeah, only a week.
Or anything like that. So only a week. You know, we'll have to get ready for decor that next night, and then we'll just have to start getting ready to prepare.
Indeed. All right, Coach, enjoy your Friday night off. I'm sure you'll be scouting somewhere or taking in basketball somewhere. So have a great weekend. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thanks, John.
Drake Scurrying, head coach of the West Delaware Hawks, here on the program. We continue with more of it here from KMCH Sports next.
At Talke Motors, we believe in a gentler, simpler way of doing business. Check out our large selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, as well as great incentives at TalkeMotors.com. If you are looking for a new pre-owned vehicle or service on your current vehicle, come to Talke Motors, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram on 9th Street in Dyersville.
Hi, this is Rick Steer with Zero Zone in Dyersville. Zero Zone specializes in designing and building refrigeration systems for supermarkets, cold storage, pharmaceuticals, and ice rinks. Join our team today. It's one of the coolest places to work.
Now, Bill Logan going to interview head West Delaware boys bowling coach Bob Morris. Coached last week, kind of a divided week. He got the meet in Friday night over at Independence. A good experience over there. And then unfortunately got the big Baker tournament Waterloo on Saturday canceled because of the weather. But let's just visit a little bit about Friday night, what happened over at Independence. A little bit different house. The ball returns are a lot different. It makes the kids have to think about a lot of different things other than what they normally think about. But they went over there, and they shot a little above their average, which is a nice shot for a house that they're not real familiar with.
Well, that's right, Bill, and I was proud of the kids. We went over there, like you said, it's out of their comfort zone. That ball return comes on top. And not only seeing the ball come back at you as you're in your approach, but anything on the right side, if you're standing more to the left, the 10-pin mostly, you're going to hit that with your trail leg. And so we practiced it here a little bit, and the kids had to get used to that. And we didn't get off to a very good start. And fortunately, they didn't bowl very well either that first game, with Gabe having the only 200 for us. Then the second game, the guys got a little more comfortable. We found a little bit, better shot. We had to move inside a little and stay on the head pin a little tighter. And we had a Saul threw a 236. Louis went 247. Landon at 230, and we got everything kind of back in line. Got us at 1950 going into the Bakers, and pulled one real good game there with a 240, and unfortunately got into some missed single pins and a couple splits going through that transition, threw a 130 game, and then came back with a couple decent games to get a 900 and get the win out of there. But proud of the guys as far as making some adjustments and staying patient, and we're doing a lot better job of that, not panicking and just kind of standing there and talking to each other and communicating. And then Saul threw the ball as good as he's throwing here in these last couple of weeks. He's been over 400 and just got to get that 10 out for him a little more. And did a nice job in Baker's, going 9 for 10 for us. And we put him in the four spot for most of the night and throwing the strike. So just good experience. Got out of there with a win. And unfortunately, weren't able to bowl at Cadillac, but we're going to be bowling there next Thursday. So we'll get ready for that.
Well, you have another big meet coming up tomorrow at May City in Cedar Rapids against Isaac Christian Academy. And it's one of those things, you're not going down there maybe throwing against them per se, as you just go down there. I know you and Sue do a really good job of kind of thinking, what number do we want to hit? What number do we want to shoot? Where do I think these kids need to be? And it'll be interesting tomorrow to go back into a big house that's known for some scoring and to see what they can do on that kind of a shot.
Well, and that's one of the reasons Sue and I both have scheduled most of our away meets here the second half of the season, and that's a good place for us to go bowl. And, you know, as a coach, I'm trying to get them a place where they can score and get their confidence going into our WAMAC and our qualifier. So, I think that's going to be a good spot for them. The number for us is around – it's not as much that team score. You know, sometimes we focus on that, but I'd like to get 1,000 out of there for the Baker score and get as close to 3,000 as we can.
Well, that's anytime you're going to hit a 3,000, that's a good number. And since we talked last, we also found out where the qualifying meet's going to be and who's going to be there. Tuesday, February 14th, it's going to be over in Waterloo again at Cadillac Lanes. And got six teams over there for the boys and the girls. And on paper, it looks like a pretty good draw, but you don't win these things on paper. You got to go out and perform. And that'll be the hardest thing maybe to overcome with those kids, is knowing the fact that they still got to keep the hammer down and do the little things to compete and win.
Yeah, we're certainly glad to be going over to Cadillac. That's a good place for us to bowl. But the one that sticks out over there is Charles City. Since they've started their program, they've went to state every year, and I think that's 6 years in a row, or it's right in that number. And they certainly know how to bowl and are used to this kind of format. So that's the one that sticks out. And Fort City's also been a state participant. And then the other teams, you have to always watch out for that team. That's their day. And so we'll work on some things. We've got a couple guys going through a little bit with some injury stuff we're concerned about, but we'll get them guys ready. We got a week here, and the Waterloo tournament that Independence puts on over there at Cadillac, that'll be right before WAMAC, and then we'll go into the qualifier right after that. So it's going to be a good experience for us, and you always tell the kids they've got an opportunity. So we've got a great opportunity to go over there and do well, Will.
Well, good luck on the meet tomorrow afternoon down in Cedar Rapids in preparation for the big week next week.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bill. Like you can hear the kids out here bowling, and they're real excited about the chance to go over there to Waterloo. It's close for us, and a lot of the kids have bowled some Pepsi tournaments and different things at Cadillac, so we're familiar with it, and we'll go after it a little bit.
Comments from head coach Bob Morris of the West Delaware boys bowling team, and we'll be back with Swish right after this.
J&D Catering and Suites in New Vienna provides exceptional handcrafted food for any special event, creating a customized menu sure to wow your guests, including extensive specialty cupcake and cake menu. Call or check them out on Facebook. Let J&D Catering and Suites set your next special event above the rest.
Bill Logan now going to interview head West Delaware girls bowling coach Sue Morris. Sue, not as busy a week last week because of the weather. Got a big tournament in Waterloo canceled on Saturday, but an interesting meet Friday night. Got to go over to Independence and bowl against a conference rival, a team over there. And the house a little different with the ball return on top. It's just some mental things that you have to adjust to be able to do that. And the girls went over there and did really well.
Yeah, we did have a good meet over there. It was kind of funny. You're right. The house is a little different. Their ball returns are a lot different than what most places are. I remember Alexis throwing her first ball and throwing it at a 10 pin, and she goes, "I hit my foot on the ball return." And I said, "Yeah, that's kind of what's going to happen." So, needless to say, sometimes you have to adjust, and that's kind of why we go to those different houses to get that kind of alignment and figured out what we got to do when the shot was a little dry. So, yeah, we did a good job with it.
Well, the girls are practicing hard, working, and it's getting to that time of year. The calendar rolled over to February. Trying to get ready. Got to meet tomorrow down in Cedar Rapids. It'll be a good challenge for him going to another house. That typically, sometimes you can see some big scores in there. So I'm interested to see how they do tomorrow when they go down and bowl at May City.
Yeah, we're looking forward to May City. It is a different shot. Over at Independence, the girls do like it a little drier. So, you know, I had two girls that were in 349, 350. That was Lydia and Alexis. So if we can take that down there, they also can bowl in the oil. And it's a good test for them because the oil will make a difference and make our appearance when we do bowl the Walmack or the go back to Cadillac to bowl the qualifier and such. At least we'll have that shot behind us. So yes, we'll go down on tomorrow afternoon. I'm looking that all the girls have had, they're basically comfortable with where they're at in their games and such, but we still hit the 10 pins and the 7 pins really hard. We do a little bit of Baker play just to get the concept of the team going on, and that the first player's got to pick up the second, and the second picks up the third, and that kind of thing, and to stay in it. So I think we're ready in regard to tomorrow, and then we'll bounce off tomorrow to really look at the bigger tournaments coming up next week.
And speaking of tournaments, since we visited last time, they came out with the qualifying meet assignments. We got sent over to Cadillac. Lane's being hosted by Columbus Catholic. And probably one of the biggest things you're going to have to overcome maybe would be the mental part of it and the fact that you look at it on paper, it's going to be an easy meet for the girls. But you know as well as I do, there's no such thing as an easy meet. Some days you've got it and some days you don't. So the girls are going to have to go over there and do what we know that they're capable of doing, is going over there and throwing some good scores. And the big thing, once you get in tournament time, is to convert spares, because that's where your averages and your scores are going up.
You're right. When we go to Cadillac, all they have to do is call it the qualifier, and everybody, you know, tenses up a little bit and that kind of thing. If the girls go over and go over there to have fun and do the best they can, and they try hard, and they don't give up, never quit. That's kind of our motto here this last week and such. Actually, it came from, we've brought in another assistant coach here with me, Hope Mozingle. She's a 16 graduate. She graduated from Grandview back in 2020. She bowled down there for 3 years. She's on our wall here at Lightning Lane. She has a 535 series. And high series and a high game of a 299 that has not been, no one's beaten her, and that happened back in 15. So needless to say, she's a West Delaware graduate. She brings a lot to the table and that kind of thing. So with Hope's help and that kind of the kind of attitude that she brings and her concept of never quit, that's where the girls have bought in, and we are on that kind of path to take Cadillac one day at a one throw at a time, and each girl just needs to relax a little bit, stay in the mental side, get their pre-shot routine, and trust themselves, and we'll be fine. You're right, but we just don't want to over pretend that we're going to walk in there and it's going to be a cakewalk. Everybody wants to win this meet. Everybody wants to get through it, and a lot of times the one that should win it doesn't. So we don't want that to be us. We want to be on top.
Well, congratulations on getting these kids ready for that. We've got a big meet tomorrow down at May City in Cedar Rapids. I'll be interested to visit with you afterwards to see how the kids did. So good luck tomorrow. We'll be looking forward to visiting with you again next week.
All right. Thank you much, Bill. I really appreciate it.
Comments from head girls bowling coach Sue Morris.
Sherman's Implement wants to thank all area farmers. Stop into Sherman's Implement in Monticello and Dyersville today. They're your local Case IH, Kuhn, Krause, Bush Hog, Unver Firth, and Meyer dealer. That's Sherman's Implement in Monticello and Dyersville, built in red power.
Edgewood Feed Mill Construction is a general contractor and will assist you with the construction of your livestock facility, start to finish. For more information on Edgewood Feed Mill Construction, contact Steve Harris at 563-920-7835.
Nutrien Ag Solutions in Dyersville always puts their customers first, and you too can profit from their experience. Give them a call for all your professional crop and precision needs. Good luck to all area schools, athletes, and coaches. Stay safe and stay healthy.
5K Sports & More is proud to support all of our local athletes, providing sporting goods items for every sport. We carry a great selection of fan wear for West Delaware and Maquoketa Valley, along with custom embroidery and screen printing. 5K Sports & More on the east end of Manchester, where there are no strangers, just friends we haven't met yet.
This is Jamie Vasky, the football voice of the West Delaware Hawks, and I've had the chance to review the Good Neighbor Society's playbook, and I got to tell you, they are friends in your neighborhood. So if you need help getting back into the game, contact the Good Neighbor Society Rehab to Home Team.
Rocky's Auto Body RV and Repair is the place for all your auto body, RV, and collision repair work. On-site service calls, free estimates, quick access to parts, and local delivery and pickup. Give Randy a call or stop in 4 miles south of Highway 20, just off Highway 13 in Manchester.
At Corcoran Furniture in Manchester, we have Delaware County's largest Made in Iowa Restonic Sleep Gallery and offer a large selection of Ashley furniture with free delivery and setup. Visit us on the web at CorcoranFurnitureManchester.com. Dream big with Restonic and Corcoran Furniture in Manchester.
Here with the Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. With over 30 years of experience in both large and small animal medicine, Dr. Boric, myself, and the staff at the Animal Health Clinic strive to treat your pet and livestock as if they were our own. Call us for an appointment or stop in the office today. Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. Veterinary care you can trust.
Delhi Lumber has products for every home and every budget. Delhi Lumber carries Midland Doors, which are one of the best values around. See Midland Doors today or call Delhi Lumber at 563-922-2404 for more information. Your Midland overhead door dealer, Delhi Lumber. Big town quality, small town service.
And back into the Sports Zone on this Wednesday night, 6:47 now here at Mix 94.7 KMC, 17 degrees, no winds to speak of, as Eric Connor is the head coach of the Maquoketa Valley boys basketball program, and we talk now about the Wildcats, who come in with a record of 13-6 overall, 8-5 in the West Division of the Tri-Rivers Conference, good for fourth place right now. Since we last talked, the Wildcats are 1-1, beating Edco last Friday night on the road, 68-29, falling to North Lynn, 74-34 on Monday night, as we talk about that game last Friday night. Coach, able to get the win over Edco, a tough place to play up in Edgewood, but your kids came out and got it done.
Yeah, absolutely. We came out from the get-go, and you know, we made it a point of emphasis to get the ball inside like we usually do, and we did just that. With Lance McShane, had a huge night for us. He ended up scoring 28. Just was really, really good, really active on the glass. He got a double-double. He had 28 and 11, I believe, is what he ended up with. But Avery Holtz had a double-double as well, 14 and 10. Just, you know, like I said, really, really, really good night. And defensively did what we want. We were able to build a lead and work on some stuff that, you know, potentially looking into the next week with the game on Monday against North Lynn, and stuff that we were going to have to try. And just like I said, we built that lead and showed up ready to play. Couldn't be happier to end the week with that type of win.
No doubt about it. As the Wildcats then turning their attention to Monday, the game moved up to Monday night with schedule conflict, and North Lynn, the opponent coming in, you know, you got to have your A game ready. You got to come out and play almost flawless basketball, and played with the Lynx for a little bit on Monday night. Then they were able to take control of the game and getting that 74-34 win on Monday night at your place.
Yeah, for sure. And I was just really happy with the way we came out and played early. You know, definitely didn't back down, didn't shy away from North Lynn, and knew that we were going to see that full court pressure. And like I said to the guys today, watching some film, that anybody that we have faced this year with our guards, that's not what we have struggled with, and that proved again on Monday. Anytime in the full court that they had us, we either got a look in transition, or you know, we're just able to handle their pressure really well. So I was happy with that. I was really happy with how we played most of the first quarter, and honestly the first half. I think I remember looking up at the clock. I didn't see the clock, but it was a 30-24 game at one point. And then I think from that point, North Lynn went on a 44-10 run to end the game. We had some good looks. We did some good stuff in the second half again. Anytime you're playing against them, you can't turn the ball over. Our goal is to have 10 or less in a game, and we end up with 15, which, you know, still even that we're willing to live with. It's just that we could not get shots to fall. Like I said, I thought we got good quality looks. I thought, we moved the ball well. We looked inside to our bigs well. Just really struggled, and I think that's a product of the style of game that Northland plays. Just having to mentally and physically drain yourself to stay in the game in that first half, knowing that you're going to lose legs doing that, and they want to wear you down, and then they did. But our guys continued to play hard the entire game, which, you can't ask for anything more than that as a coach. But Northland's good. They're good, and, we can hope that looking down the road that we give them a better shot if we have to see them in the postseason. But, they were the better team on that night.
Indeed, with the 74-34 win on Monday night before the game, you presented a commemorative ball to Avery Holtz, your outstanding senior guard, who we talked about it last week, accomplished 1,000 points in his career, and now he's working his way up that chart. He got past Eric Henderson, who was number 9, and Jeff Salo. Henderson last week, Jeff Salo on Monday night, as he sits at number 8 now, does Avery. So great to get some recognition from the home faithful and some Northland folks who gave him a hand as well. It was great to see on Monday night.
Yeah, absolutely, anytime. Not even, the work that hard work that he's put in, and, as great of a player as he is, he's an even better kid off the court. Just does things the right way, has become a very vocal, positive leader, especially here in his senior season, taking on that role as the only senior. Just does stuff the right way in and out of the classroom, on and off the court. Just, again, a really good quality kid that you as a coach just you have to sit back and be thankful for the opportunity to be his coach, especially for 4 quality years. And, after he graduates, he can be a friend the rest of our lives too, as well.
No doubt about it. As the Coconut Valley moving along here, and talk about what you got coming up.
Friday night we're facing Easton Valley. They definitely took a step back. Coach Dan Beck is no longer their head coach, but they put together a quality year. They had a slow start, I think, adapting to some new roles. They had a pretty successful football season again, so they might have been banged up to start the year, but they've kind of turned it on here. It was kind of a race between them and Prince of Peace on the east side of our league. Prince of Peace got them last night, I think, by 9 or 10. But they're going to play 1-3-1. They got a really good guard that shoots the ball well. He does a good job of distributing when he gets into the lane and creating for his teammates. Just got to do some things better than we have throughout the season. We have to be better on the ball and really look to take the ball at them because they're not that deep. But got them coming up on Friday night, and hopefully we can give them a good shot and build some positive momentum heading into next week. Next Tuesday we play JV varsity game at Central City on the road. Again, 2 quality teams. We didn't give Central City our best shot the last time we played them, so hopefully we can go down there and look to capitalize on some opportunities on the offensive side of the ball again, and then we'll find out on Monday night what our postseason draw is and what that looks like.
Indeed, Monday they come out, state taking over and doing them now instead of coaches deciding and the seating process and all that sort of stuff. So we'll have coming up on Monday, the state will decide. And what do you think about the landscape of where you'll end up?
Well, you kind of don't have a whole lot of control as a coach. You're kind of in the hands of the state, depending on what they want to do and how they want to district it. I think talking with other coaches in the area and things that have happened in the past, you just hope that, they try to split our conference teams up a little bit just because of the quality of basketball that is in our conference. I'm sure other conference coaches across the state are hoping the same thing, just hoping to see different people than you see in the regular season, especially when you're seeing the people that are in your division. You see them twice. If the boys association follows the girls union at all and sends us that direction, we would definitely take the draw heading to see some of the teams in the north. But like I said, you just kind of hope that they'll split us up a little bit, even if that means we have to travel. We're willing to do that and just to see some different teams than we see during the regular season. But like I said, at the end of the day, it's what the state wants to do, and we kind of we're at their mercy, and we'll prepare for anybody that we have to prepare for when we find out on Monday night what our draw is.
Indeed, that's all you can do. All right, best of luck as you wrap up your season here with a couple regular season contests. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week, Coach.
You too. Thanks, Wish.
You betcha. Eric Connor, head coach of the Maquoketa Valley Boys basketball program here on the show. We will continue on with more right after this from KMCH Sports.
Leonard Muller Funeral Home and Crematory wishes all the best to the athletes and appreciates their hard work and scholastic efforts throughout the year. For personal, caring service, Leonard Muller Funeral Home and Crematory in Manchester, Edgewood, and Strawberry Point.
Care Initiatives Hospice provides care throughout Manchester and surrounding counties for those in their final stages of life. We work closely with family members and caregivers to respect the wishes and needs of our patients and their loved ones. Go to our website at careinitiative.org for more information on how we can serve your loved one.
Just like a great coach, State Farm agents like me, Julie Smith, can help you develop a game plan for your insurance needs. Whether it's car, home, life, health, or business insurance, I can dig into the playbook and help you find the affordable coverage you need. For all your insurance needs, call on a winning team, the Julie Smith State Farm Agency in Manchester.
It's no secret that people come to Fairway in Manchester for their famous meats, but as you dash back to the counter to pick up your USDA Choice ribeyes, don't be surprised if you find yourself lingering among the delicious fruits and vegetables in the produce department. Shop Fairway in Manchester for low prices and all your grocery needs.
Hi, this is Chris Henry, Service Manager of Brown Sales and Leasing in Elkader. Our goal is to make your car buying experience the best possible, and our factory certified technicians are dedicated to you and your vehicles. Stop in and see us at Brown Sales and Leasing in Elkader, or visit us online at 4browns.com. Your hometown dealer, wherever your hometown may be.
Bi-County Disposal specializes in commercial and construction disposal needs. They have a variety of containers available from 2 to 30 cubic yards. Whatever it takes, Bi-County Disposal in Dyersville, serving Dubuque and Delaware counties.
Don & Walt LLC, your independent Lennox dealer in Manchester. For residential or commercial plumbing, cooling, and heating needs, and top quality Lennox furnaces and heating units, see Don & Walt LLC in Manchester.
Citizens State Bank is your locally owned, community-minded, and customer-oriented bank here to serve you. Choose one of their 7 convenient locations in Winthrop, Monticello, Manchester, Ryan, Strawberry Point, Hopkinton, and New Vienna. Citizens State Bank, community banking with people you know. Member FDIC.
The Pizza Place on Lake Delhi. Great pizza and sandwiches. Check out Facebook for the menu, weekly specials, and the pizza of the month. Dine-in or carry-out. Food, drinks, and fun.
CMA Welding is the area's premier welding and fabrication specialist, serving Dyersville, Farley, Piasta, Epworth, and the surrounding areas. They specialize in TIG and MIG welding, custom railing, and repairs. Give them a call today.
Trivet Associates was founded in 1979 on the commitment to providing exceptional veterinary medicine to livestock and pets in eastern Iowa. Our doctors are dedicated to bringing the latest medical advances to our patients in a friendly, common sense atmosphere. Visit us anytime in Dyersville or Farley.
For fan food, not fast food, visit your after-game headquarters, Manchester Dairy Queen. It's quick, it's easy, and your family will love it. Manchester Dairy Queen.
Mace Construction of Edgewood is the area's leading ag construction company you can count on. The Mace brothers specialize in hog barns, machine sheds, framing, shops with residential, new construction, and remodels too. Give Andy or Tyler a call today at 451-6971 or 920-0999. Mace Construction. Construction you can count on.
This is John from Georgian Auto in Manchester. Commitment is a key ingredient to any successful team. Our team shows that commitment every day with digital inspections, loaner cars, stress-free financing, and 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Committed to you and your vehicle. Georgian Auto in Manchester.
Do you need life insurance? No matter your stage in life or your expenses, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move. Don't spend time wondering. Contact me, Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Randy Mahoney in Manchester, to learn more today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Delhi Landing in downtown Delhi is open 7 days a week. Enjoy our homemade pizzas, wings, cold drinks, and every Saturday night serving prime rib dinners. Delhi Landing proudly supports all area athletes and coaches.
High-Tech Communications, the protection you can trust. We provide security systems, video surveillance, access control, fire alarm systems, and alarm monitoring to protect your business or home. Call us today. High-Tech Communications, setting a high standard for your technology needs. HighTechCommunications.us.
Make sure to pick up a copy of the Delaware County Factbook, brought to you by the Independence Bulletin Journal and Shopper's Reminder, available at KMCH in Manchester.
Every good athlete recognizes the value of having a great coach. If you're buying or selling a home, make sure you team up with an experienced realtor to coach you through the process. I service the entire KMCH listening area. My office is located in Manchester, across from the hospital. Contact me, Teresa Turnus, from Keller Williams Realty, for all your real estate needs.
Ready for a new job? Stanley Black & Decker has many open positions and has increased their pay. They offer a $1,000 sign-on bonus, 401k match, employee discounts, and a competitive benefits package. Stanley Black & Decker, locations in Delhi and Manchester, offering big city benefits with small town values.
Now here. 16 degrees downtown Manchester on this Wednesday night. KMCH Sports Zone rolls along. John Swisher back with you. Nate McMullen is the head coach of the Cascade Cougars, as the Cougars are 13-5 overall, 9-4, sitting up top of the North standings, top three teams in the River Valley Conference. As since we last talked, a 1-1 record for Cascade, as they lost to Monticello last Friday night in a close game, much closer than the first time around, as the Panthers able to win 48-45. And then a 69-38 win over Anamosa, as that was on Tuesday night. We start, Coach, with that Friday night game hosting at Monticello. You knew you had to play better than the first time around. I'm sure both teams made some adjustments and came out, and it was a close three-point game, and it went to Monticello's way. Talk about this game.
Yeah, you know, it's always interesting to see teams second time around. You know, the first game that we, just talked to the guys a little bit about, we're a better team now than we were then. And, you know, the guys really bought in defensively, and, you know, Preston Reese had 34 of their 48. So, you know, it's he's good. He's as advertised. He's one of the better athletes in our conference. But, you know, if we happen to play them third time, obviously we got to make some smaller adjustments and things like that. But, you know, defensively, I was definitely okay with our effort. But, you know, offensively, we kind of got a little rut there in the second half, where we just weren't scoring, and, you know, they were capitalizing off of it. But, you know, overall, it was a really, really good high school basketball game between two good teams. So, and, you know, Tim and the Lambert boys do a really good job over at Monticello. So it's, you know, they know our guys, we know their guys, and that's just, like you said, it came down to one possession, and shot didn't fall, and it was a really good high school basketball game.
Indeed, 48-45, the final. Great postseason-like experience. I'm sure it was a great atmosphere at home on Friday night. Anytime those two teams get together, it is, and could be a preview with Monticello back in 2A. You never know who you're going to run into of these teams that you've battled here so far this year on your schedule. So it's helping you prepare for the postseason as well, as much as it is in a conference race and a part of a conference foe and a rival.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, is coaches, you know, in the league, we always talk about it, and we all kind of just laugh a little bit, and because, you know, nobody in the RVC is ranked or anything like that, which that doesn't really matter, but that's life in the RVC. You know, we have three teams sitting at second place at 9-4, Monty's 8-5, Beckman's 10-2, so it's like you have a bolt of your schedule just sitting right at the top of the RVC, and you know, for us to be sitting where we're at, I'm pretty happy. But it's, you know, it's every single night you got to compete, and that's, you know, the ball just didn't bounce the right way that night, and a lot of things that we can look at on film and realize what we need to get better at. We did that Tuesday night.
Indeed. And then Tuesday night, you talked about Anamosa, the opponent at home again, 69-38, taking down Coach Barnes and the Blue Raiders as your team was able to come out offensively and defensively and get by a team that has struggled this year, a younger team, and some team that with Coach Barnes and company have gone through some injuries, and your team was able to take care of business.
Yeah, you know, Coach Barnes does a great job, too. Great guy. And, you know, Anamosa has been putting up some pretty good points, too. You know, looking as the season goes on, you know, they're putting up more points. So, you, like I told the guys, you can't just settle on a lead. And, you know, the second half, we're way better defensively than we were in the first half. And, you know, that's just one thing that we kind of made adjustments and things like that. But to me, the biggest thing that night was we hosted our senior night that night. And, you know, Cole McDermott and Jace Rinke are two guys that have done a lot of stuff for our program. You know, obviously Cole having a four-year varsity player, having a big year last year for us and another big year again this year as well. But their high character is starting to settle into some of our younger guys, and you know, that's all you can ask for as a coach with two really, really good seniors. And we appreciate, like I said, everything that they do for our program. And, you know, like I told them, I said, we're not done yet. So that's kind of the thing with our guys is we keep telling them we want to keep playing with these two. You know, they're great guys to be around, and they're definitely some guys that our youth look up to.
Indeed, as only three more games left in the regular season, it's winding down quickly. Bellevue on the road this Friday night, Tuesday at home against Beckman, and then that non-conference game to wrap things up, talking about getting ready for the postseason. Why not bring in a number two team in Class 1A, North Linn, next Thursday night, as you'll travel to North Linn, I should say, next Thursday night. But as you wind down here, this one of the goals, one of the things on the radar, of course, that any team in competition that has a chance to, looking at a conference championship, you're still kind of in the mix. Talk about that situation right now as Beckman has pulled themselves away by maybe a game or two, but still there's some teams right in their mix, and you're one of them, I believe.
Yeah, and, you know, Mike does a really good job. Beckman has improved so much throughout the entire year, but like you said, we're still kind of just sitting in that mix a little bit. You know, the ending part of our schedule is it's about as big as the RVC gets. You know, you got Bellevue, who we're sitting tied second with right now, and then you got the conference leader in Beckman on Tuesday night. So obviously those two games are very, very big for us right away. But, you know, as we round out our season going at North Linn, you know, I tell the guys all the time, you got to come out and compete whoever you play against. And that's, you know, one thing that it's a non-conference game, but, you know, it's kind of like I was talking to our guys a little bit tonight. It's what kind of heart do you have, and how hard are you going to compete against a really good North Linn team moving into districts?
Indeed. Talk about districts, postseason play. You'll find that out on Monday night, the 6th from the state. And as we just talked about with Coach Connor, a little different landscape. The state now assigning where things will be based on the rankings, the ranking system that they've used this year with the High School Athletic Association, different from the past several years. So you'll find that out, and really you can only control what you can control. You're trying to improve. You're trying to fight for a conference championship, and when you get to the postseason, you'll get there. But it's something you have to take a look at and think about, and it's part of the scouting process and who you think you're going to get in the postseason. It's all part of the season winding down here, and all part of coaches what your job is cut out for you.
You said it perfect. You know, it's kind of out of our hands a little bit. And, you know, it's whatever the state decides and things like that. But as talking with other coaches throughout the league, you know, the hope is that they split us up in some way.
Yeah.
Because obviously throughout the entire year, you know, we kind of beat ourselves up a little bit. But, you know, it's like I said, it's up to the state. But whatever draw we get or anything, you know, we just got to come prepared and play hard every single night. You know, with three games left, that's kind of the game plan is keep playing hard and see where everything falls for us.
No doubt about it. All right, good luck against Bellevue. And Beckman, we'll talk to you next week and getting ready for that Northland contest. Coach, thanks for your time as always. Have a great weekend.
Sounds good. Hey, thanks, Swish. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Nate McMullen, the head coach of the Cascade Cougar boys basketball team here on the show at 7-11 here on this Wednesday night as we'll roll on with more coaches here right here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.
Sight and good vision is very easy to take for granted until it is taken away. Advanced Eye Care Associates of Eastern Iowa is here to help you.
Advanced Eye Care Associates of Eastern Iowa, located at 225 West Main Street in Manchester and 1113 West 3rd Street in Vinton.
Back in KMC Sports Zone here on this Wednesday night, John Swisher joined by Maquoketa Valley Girls coach Scott Monk as the Wildcats with a win last Friday and a loss on Monday night, 55-47 over Edco as getting the win over the Vikings, avenging a loss from early on in the season when Edco was able to take your team down by seven back at your place on December 16th, this time around in Edgewood. Edco falls to the Wildcats 55-47. Talk about the differences in this game as your team was able to get a closer win on Friday night.
Well, we just didn't. We started off, we played better defense. We didn't foul as much. You know, the last time I think we put them on the line 23 times and we only got to the free throw line six. Mm-hmm. So we made a point to be more aggressive with the ball and try to be better defensively and rotate a little quicker. I mean, they're a physical team and very athletic. The Helmets girl's an outstanding player, and she's a monster to keep off the boards. And, you know, we didn't do a good job rebounding and keeping her off the boards. But to our kids' credit, we battled. We came out in the third quarter and shot the ball really, really well and came away with a tough victory and a tough place to play.
55-47 again, the final up in Edgewood on Friday night. Coming in Monday night, moved it up a night of schedule reasons as Northland, the opponent, and the Lynx got the win 60-31 as the first time around, 69-34 back on December 20th at Northland. Started out better, a close game in that first quarter, 8-7. Northland started to pull away, and I know one of the focal points talking to Coach Huber and Coach Wooten before the game was taking care of the ball as hard as Northland makes it sometimes. He had 28 turnovers and 29 points given up off turnovers that first time around. You knew you had to focus on that, and in the beginning, it was better.
It was, you know, I mean, I think we were down three with about maybe 2.5 to go in the second quarter, and they kind of went on a big stretch, but you know, I think this time we had a little over 30 turnovers for 29 points, and you just can't do that to good teams. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, Northland's got seven girls that can shoot it at a high rate from the perimeter, and you just can't throw it to them for easy points. You got to make them earn them. And, you know, we got sideways a little bit. You know, we're only down 12 or 14 going into the third quarter. You know, I mean, we felt kind of good with where we're at. We just wish we would have been, you know, maybe battle a little bit more than we did, but I was proud of our kids. We came out, we did some nice things. We got into our half-court stuff a little bit better. We just, again, we turned the ball over way too much against a good team, and that's something we've got to make sure we get better at before the tournament comes.
Indeed, only one game to go. That comes up Friday night at home against Easton Valley. The regular season will be over, and you talked about the tournament will come up a week from tomorrow, and the pairings coming out yesterday from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union as Central City will be your opponent, a Tri-Rivers Conference foe who you beat twice on the regular season, but I know you'll impress upon your girls. You can't worry about that. You have to focus on playing well in the moment, and it will start for you next Thursday night.
That's right. We can't. I mean, it's tough to beat a team three times, and they got a couple really nice players, and you know, we just got to get better. I mean, that's just the big thing. You know, when we're young as we are, we got to focus and buy into getting better every day, and it's hard because basketball's a long season, and it's demanding on your body, and it's challenging, and we're in a tough conference, and we schedule tough teams. I mean, we scheduled Monty and Alcater and non-conference and Clayton Ridge. I mean, all those are decent teams. Two of them are really, really good teams. And, you know, we just you know, we just got to get better. At the end of the day, we got to focus on ourselves and do the things that we need to do to make sure we compete at a high level. And we're doing that. We've been playing some really good basketball since Christmas. We just need to do it more consistently, you know, and that's the big thing. If we can shoot the ball consistent, not be so hot and cold and defend a lot better than we have, you know, we could make a run at this thing. I truly believe that.
All right. Best of luck on Friday night. We'll talk to you to prepare for that first round game. We'll have coverage from your contest next Thursday as well as you start the postseason. Thanks for your time as always, Coach. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks so much.
You betcha. Scott Monk, the head coach of the Maquoketa Valley Wildcat Girls on the show here tonight. We continue on. More coaches to get to here in our second hour of the Sports Zone on a Wednesday night right here on Mix 94.7 KMCH and KMCH.com.
Biofield is your headquarters for all your seed, chemical, and fertilizer needs. They have professional service and quality products needed to bring the best crop to market. Biofield, providing growth opportunity for 18 locations across northern Iowa and southern Minnesota.
Farmers Savings Bank proudly supports all area athletes and their coaching staff. For all of your banking needs, visit them in Colesburg, Elkport Garber, Strawberry Point, and Arlington, or online at farmersavingsbank.com. Member FDIC.
West Bend's Home and Highway Policy provides you with one policy, one bill, one deductible, and one agent, all with no hassle and a portion of your annual premium back in cash if you don't have a claim. To find out more, contact your local West Bend agent, Eric Smith, at Insure Iowa in Manchester at 927-2791.
The Eastern Iowa Shopping News and the Dyersville Commercial recognize the hard work and dedication of all area athletes. Check out the weekly sports section in the commercial for scores and information. The Eastern Iowa Shopping News and Dyersville Commercial, supporting your communities.
Jay's Auto and Supercenter in Manchester has quality pre-owned vehicles, great financing options, a full-service department, body shop, and detail department. See their full line of vehicles online at jsautosales.net. That's Jay's Auto. Customer satisfaction is their number one priority.
Jay's Auto!
Whether planning to remodel or building a new home, let S&R Construction take care of you. S&R Construction is the expert in home improvement projects, gutters, siding, garages, remodeling, new home construction, and more. Call or text Steve Petland today at 319-361-0638 for a free quote.
The Manchester Press is your community newspaper. Check out the sports section for game stats and photos of area players and game highlights. The Manchester Press, serving the area for over 130 years.
Sixteen degrees downtown Manchester, 7:18 now here on this Wednesday night. KMCH Sports Zone continues along. John Swisher back with you. Mike Hilmer is the head coach of the Northland Boys Basketball Program. As the Lynx at 17-0, 13-0 in the conference, top of the west side of the Tri-Rivers Conference, number two team in Class 1A, the state Class 1A defending champions. Northland, last time we talked, 2-0 since, 78-27 on Friday night, and then 74-34 this past Monday night. As the first time we've gotten a look at your team, and talk about that Friday night game first, with East Buchanan taking care of the Buccaneers, 78-27, the final at home on Friday night. So continuing to find the right amount of offense, and the defense, Coach, been the name of the game for your team.
Yeah, you know, we've been really focused on coming out and really having a good first quarter and first half, knowing that someday we're going to have to play 32 great minutes of basketball to win a game. And I thought we came out against East Buchanan. We scored 25 in the first quarter, gave up 9. East Buchanan played real well. I had one of their, key players out due to injury. So hung in there tough that first quarter, and then we got some separation in the second quarter and kind of took care of business. Real proud of the kids coming out with the intensity that they did and the focus that they did, which we've been working real hard on over the last, course the last few weeks.
And then Monday night with Maquoketa Valley beating the Wildcats, Mac Valley played with you for a little bit and then able to just take advantage of some things, of the pressure that you put on, creating some turnovers, turning your defense into offense there and able to take control of that game and then move on with that 40-point win. But impressed with seeing your team team. It's the same kind of ingredient we've seen, just a few different guys in the mix that we've seen the last few years, but able to play your style, and that's makes it so successful.
Yeah, our kids have adapted well to what we're doing, and they improve each day, trying to get, the details worked out on, how we press and the kind of pressure we try to put on people, and then, the different offensive things that we're working on. But, I thought actually Mac Valley played a great game. I think with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter, it was a 6-point game, and then we just went on a 10-0 run or something like that to end the half, and we were, ended up being up 16, and then they just hit a scoring drought there in the third quarter. I credit our defense a little bit to that as well, but kind of allowed us to run away with it. But the game was a lot closer than what it maybe appeared to be on paper when it was all over. We had a bunch of guys play really well. I think our scoring went 17, 16, 15, 8-6. Mm-hmm. So, really, really balanced. It's different guys stepping up different days, and, it makes it a little bit tougher to key on any of our players.
No doubt. And the one kid that I was definitely impressed with, which he's improved a lot from last year when he got a little bit of playing time, but now he's been a bigger role, is Ty Fluhop. Man, he had 5 or 6 blocks in the first quarter alone, it seemed like, just making it real tough for anybody that came into the paint on Monday night against Mack Valley.
Yeah, Ty's not only improved, his offense has always been good. He's improved his defense, but he's improved his toughness, and that's what's making him such a good ball player. Able to go inside a little bit with bigger, stronger guys and hold his own. And, like you said, not only block shots, but offensive rebounding, defensive rebounding. He's by far leading, rebounder on the season, and just come a long, long way since last year, and it's always great to see that kind of improvement in the kids.
No doubt about it. And Dunkerton, a game that you were supposed to have on Saturday, wiped out because of Mother Nature, just postponed until Thursday. So you'll have that coming up tomorrow. So 3-game week, Monday, Thursday, Friday in Dunkerton. Going to be a challenge here. The only other team in Class 1A that scores more points than your team. So you know what you'll have to be ready for with a high potent offense.
Yeah, we've watched a lot of film and been to a few games of Dunkerton, and they just got their point guard who's been hurt back, and Casey Gardner, and he had 28 points in the first half last night. So we got a tall order in front of us. I kind of look at it as two great teams really shouldn't have much effect on any of the where we end up in the tournament or anything like that for either one of us. So it should be a great ball game for both teams, kind of in preparation for down the stretch here, which is turned out really, really nice. We're glad they got their point guard back, so it's a true game for both teams. And they got the Gillespie kid, just a stud down underneath, and they got the shooter, the Marquette boy that can shoot out there. So we've got our work cut out for us. We know that we're going to go out and do the best we can to kind of lock in on those players that are at the top of their scoring. They got a couple guys that average over 26 points a game, and mm-hmm. do the best we can there to get those guys slowed down.
And you read my mind with, and you talked about it earlier, with having competition that you're going to have to see a 32-minute game on paper. This looks to be one of those challenges, and it's a good measuring stick, another 1A team in this half of the state of where you stack up against and how things will go when the pairings come out on Monday.
Right, and I think it's a good measuring stick for both of us. Hopefully it'll be a really good ball game. One team will obviously have to make the play here or there to win it. No matter how it goes, like I said, both teams have proven how good they are, and it'll just come down to who makes a key play at the right time or who gets that little run. So we're excited to see where we're at.
And then it doesn't get easier on Friday night. Turn right back around and play Bellevue Marquette. You get to welcome in the Mohawks, who had a big win over the rival Bellevue last weekend. So they're playing well right now. They're a 17-win team.
Yep, they're for real as well. Big team. Couple quick, little guards. Very deep, try to slow you down with their press. So, and that not being able to prepare for them will be a huge, huge deal because they'll be preparing for us all week. So, gonna be back to back nights where we feel fortunate if you come out with one win, and real fortunate if you come out with two. So, we're gonna have to be ready to go. And really good friends with Isaac. That coach is down the Isaac Storm. Great, mm-hmm. does a great job down there. And really fun to see, you know, another Tri Rivers team perform so well throughout the season.
No doubt. All right. Best of luck in those two games. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week, Coach.
All right. Thanks a lot, John.
Absolutely. Mike Helmer, head coach of the Northland Boys basketball program. 7:25 as we move along here in our second hour. As a few more coaches to get to, this is the KMCH Sports Zone right here from KMCH Sports.
Turn to the professionals at Leckie Building Service in Manchester for commercial building and remodeling, home remodeling, and new home construction. Call the experts at Leckie Building Service in Manchester, 563-927-5677.
Going above and beyond is a standard of care at Above and Beyond Home Health and Hospice Care. Their compassionate staff care deeply about the comfort of their patients. A nurse is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Above and Beyond Healthcare, the more they care, the more beautiful life becomes. Proudly serving Jones, Jackson, Johnson, Lynn, Clayton, and Delaware counties.
The Edgewood Reminder is proud to support all the area teams in athletic action and appreciates their efforts in the classroom and during sports. Check out all the sports photos in each week's issue of The Edgewood Reminder.
At DuPaco Community Credit Union, we know debt happens. A debt checkup from DuPaco ensures it's not costing you more than it should. With historic low interest rates, now is the time to bring your loans to DuPaco. Contact us at 563-927-6187 or visit dupaco.com.
Are you an athlete or physically active in your free time? Even active people can have muscle tightness and joint pain or even experience the occasional injury. Regional Medical Center physical therapy treatment and prescribed exercises can help you recover faster, reduce injury, and build strength and stability. Regional Medical Center, excellence in healthcare, close to home.
This is Cody Neighbor of F&M Bank. Our team works together to achieve the ultimate goal, exceeding clients' expectations. F&M Bank is a proud supporter of all local sports teams. F&M Bank, the right choice in Manchester, Cedar Rapids, Anamosa, and Monticello. Member FDIC.
Newhouse Construction and Concrete is proud to support all our area athletes. Give Phil a call at 927-5178 for your commercial, ag, or residential projects. Or visit newhouseconstruction.com. Newhouse Construction and Concrete turns design into reality.
Hello, this is Fred Smock from Dunlap Motors in Independence. We are proud to support local school programs. So if you are looking for a new Chevy, Buick, or certified used car or truck, or just want to stop and say hi, stop in. That's Dunlap Motors in downtown Independence.
This is Dr. Tim Collier from Dental Associates of Manchester. We take pride in the environment we provide our patients with a caring attitude and unsurpassed comfort. For the kind, compassionate, and competent dental care you deserve, call us at 927-GRIN. Dental Associates of Manchester, creating healthy smiles for life.
Are you tired of illness, chronic fatigue, weight gain, and hormone fluctuations? Hi, this is Mindy Jackson, family nurse practitioner and owner of Valturity Healthcare and Wellness Clinic in Manchester, where we provide more than just compassionate healthcare, we provide life care.
On the downhill slide here, the Sports Zone in their second hour, 7:28, about a half hour from now, Hawk Talk with Fran McCaffrey, head coach of the Iowa men's basketball team after that win over Northwestern last night by 18 points. Gary Dolphin, Bobby Hansen hosts the show, and we'll have all the Iowa Hawkeye men's basketball talk coming up here at 8 o'clock in tape-delayed format, 8 to 9:30, right here from KMCH. Right now, it's Steve Putz, the head coach of the Edco girls, as the Lady Vikings are at 9-11 overall, 6-8 in the Tri-Rivers Conference. A loss to Maquoketa Valley and a win over Starmont since we last talked. And we start with that loss to the Wildcats on Friday night, a team that you beat early on in the season. You knew they were going to be chomping to get some vengeance there with your team. But a close game at home. Maquoketa Valley was 8 points better on Friday night. Talk about how that game went from your perspective.
Yeah, no, like you said, we knew going into it they were going to want to get that loss they had at their place back, and so we knew they'd be fired up and ready to go that day. And yeah, no, it was a battle to start with. To start the first half, we played pretty well. I mean, we got after it defensively, but unfortunately, according to the officials, I think we got after it a little too much that first half because we were in foul trouble right away in the first half. I had two of my starters with three fouls by halftime going into that, and we held them to just five made field goals in that first half, but we just gave them over half their points
from the free throw line that first half just to make it a 2-point lead at the half. So we just did make very good adjustments to the officials on our end a little bit defensively, kind of just, you know, knowing what they were calling. And that ended up making a difference starting that second half because Audrey Helmrichs, you know, got her third or fourth and fifth foul right away in that third quarter. And so she was actually out of the game early. So that kind of hurt us a little bit there most of that second half. But the other girls, you know, really stepped up, though, and competed, not playing with her. So that's kind of the first time we've had all year. And, you know, to make a game out of what we did, they did an excellent job we did of still competing with that adversity and to make, you know, a run there at the end.
And then Tuesday night had Starmont on the road, a team you beat earlier 56-11, able to take them down 71-26. How'd that one go down?
Yeah, no, that one was, you know, going in there, it was going to be a little bit of a rougher game. It just took us a little while to get going there a little bit because they tried to make it, you know, a little bit, you want to say rough or ugly a little bit. So once we settled in there and, yeah, we did it. It was a nice night to get some points out of our starters early. And then that fourth quarter, it was nice to get my JV team in there. I had my JV girls who had an excellent year this year, only with one loss all year, the JV girls did. So they were able to play the whole fourth quarter for me. So it was nice to get them some varsity action to kind of reward them with all the practice they do going against us during the year. So, yeah, it was a good game to have that to reward everybody.
No doubt about it. And pairings are coming out as the Girls Union releasing those pairings yesterday for 1A, 2A, and 3A. And Lansing Key, the opponent at home, first round for your team. What'd you think about the draw?
Yeah, no, exactly. I was happy with the draw. We were hoping, you know, it's kind of what we were hoping for, getting that and then going north, I guess. So, yeah, we were happy with the draw, being able to get that first round home to play against an Upper Iowa team like that with Key High. And we like our chances against them. We'll get ready next week to prepare. We have most of the week to prepare for them. And then, yeah, I like kind of how it's set up. You know, anything going into it to avoid North Lynn, so we're happy with that.
Indeed, as avoiding some of those teams that you see a lot in Tri-Rivers Conference foes. One more regular season game to go against Midland coming up on Friday night, and then you'll focus all your attention on next Thursday in Lansing Key.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, got one more to take care of business. I'm at home there Friday, and the girls, they're excited. We, you know, going into it, you know, we won their last 4 out of 5, so I like the way we're heading and playing our best basketball right now.
And remind me, have you had your senior night, or will this be your senior night?
No, we had our senior night that night of the Maquoketa Valley, so that was our senior night the other night. So, yeah, we had that. I had two seniors, Addie Kirby and Skylar Meyer. Those are my two seniors this year. So they've been starters all year. They've been a huge asset to the team and just leaders on and off the court. And, yeah, I'll be missing them for next year.
Indeed. All right, we'll talk to you next week. Get ready for that Lansing Key game even further. Coach, have a great weekend. Thanks for your time, as always.
All right, yep, thanks, Swish.
Steve Putz, head coach of the Edco Girls here on the program, 7:34. A couple more coaches to get to. We'll do it next right here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.
Mace Construction of Edgewood is the area's leading ag construction company you can count on. The Mace brothers specialize in hog barns, machine sheds, framing, shops with residential, new construction, and remodels too. Give Andy or Tyler a call today at 451-6971 or 920-0999. Mace Construction. Construction you can count on.
This is John from Georgian Auto in Manchester. Commitment is a key ingredient to any successful team. Our team shows that commitment every day with digital inspections, loaner cars, stress-free financing, and 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Committed to you and your vehicle. Georgian Auto in Manchester.
Do you need life insurance? No matter your stage in life or your expenses, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move. Don't spend time wondering. Contact me, Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Randy Mahoney in Manchester, to learn more today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Delhi Landing in downtown Delhi is open 7 days a week. Enjoy our homemade pizzas, wings,
cold drinks, and every Saturday night serving prime rib dinners. Delhi Landing proudly supports all area athletes and coaches.
High-Tech Communications, the protection you can trust. We provide security systems, video surveillance, access control, fire alarm systems, and alarm monitoring to protect your business or home. Call us today. High-Tech Communications, setting a high standard for your technology needs. HighTechCommunications.us.
Make sure to pick up a copy of the Delaware County Factbook, brought to you by the Independence Bulletin Journal and Shopper's Reminder, available at KMCH in Manchester.
Every good athlete recognizes the value of having a great coach. If you're buying or selling a home, make sure you team up with an experienced realtor to coach you through the process. I service the entire KMCH listening area. My office is located in Manchester, across from the hospital. Contact me, Teresa Turnus, from Keller Williams Realty, for all your real estate needs.
Ready for a new job? Stanley Black & Decker has many open positions and has increased their pay. They offer a $1,000 sign-on bonus, 401k match, employee discounts, and a competitive benefits package. Stanley Black & Decker, locations in Delhi and Manchester, offering big city benefits with small-town values.
Turn to the professionals at Leckie Building Service in Manchester for commercial building and remodeling, home remodeling, and new home construction. Call the experts at Leckie Building Service in Manchester, 563-927-5677.
Going above and beyond is a standard of care at Above and Beyond Home Health and Hospice Care. Their compassionate staff care deeply about the comfort of their patients. A nurse is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Above and Beyond Healthcare, the more they care, the more beautiful life becomes. Proudly serving Jones, Jackson, Johnson, Lynn, Clayton, and Delaware counties.
The Edgewood Reminder is proud to support all the area teams in athletic action and appreciates their efforts in the classroom and during sports. Check out all the sports photos in each week's issue of the Edgewood Reminder.
At DuPaco Community Credit Union, we know debt happens. A debt checkup from DuPaco ensures it's not costing you more than it should. With historic low interest rates, now is the time to bring your loans to DuPaco. Contact us at 563-927-6187 or visit dupaco.com.
Are you an athlete or physically active in your free time? Even active people can have muscle tightness and joint pain or even experience the occasional injury. Regional Medical Center physical therapy treatment and prescribed exercises can help you recover faster, reduce injury, and build strength and stability. Regional Medical Center, excellence in healthcare, close to home.
This is Cody Neighbor of F&M Bank. Our team works together to achieve the ultimate goal, exceeding clients' expectations. F&M Bank is a proud supporter of all local sports teams. F&M Bank, the right choice in Manchester, Cedar Rapids, Anamosa, and Monticello. Member FDIC.
.738 now. We continue on in the KMCH Sports Zone on this Wednesday night. John Swisher back with you. Brian Wheatley is the head coach of the Northland girls, number 3 team in Class 1A, 18-0 overall, 14-0. First place to the west side of the Tri-Rivers Conference as the Lynx, since we last talked, 2-0 with a win over East Buchanan on Friday night, 63-37, and taking down Monday night, our first time taking in the Lynx this year, 60-31 over Maquoketa Valley. As Friday night, we start there, Coach, able to get by Coach Reck and company, who had a milestone, 100 wins last night, and that win over Central City. You're able to take his team down. I know the respect you have for Coach Reck, the battles you've had with him over the years. Your team was able to get that 16-point win last week.
Yeah, and you said it there, he does a great job and really built that team up over the last few years here. And, you know, that's a rivalry game for us, and we knew they'd come ready to go Friday night, so we knew we had to be ready, you know, mentally, physically for a tough battle there. And, you know, I thought we did a pretty good job there that night being ready to go and playing with a lot of energy and intensity, especially on the defensive level. And probably didn't shoot it, you know, as well as we're capable of, but when you can play tough defense like we were able to do, you can kind of make up for some of those shooting woes or a little bit. So overall, I thought we did a great job and just matching their intensity. And, you know, that's one thing we try to tell our kids is, you know, we're going to see everybody's best effort. So We got to match that intensity level. I thought we did a good job of that on Friday.
Indeed, and we've talked about that over the years here with your teams of continuing to come out and be mentally and physically ready. And how much do you have to remind them when you go out for games? Do you even talk about it, or do you let things happen and then a reminder after the fact? How do you approach that with you and KG?
No, I mean, we remind them a lot. I don't know if we have to. I mean, they might not agree with that, I guess. But, no, it's something we definitely hammer home, you know. We just and I don't think our kids do it, but you just don't want them to get complacent and just think, you know, you're going to be able to win just by showing up, you know. So, but we got a competitive group of kids who understand what it takes, and I think they understand the reason why we talk about that kind of thing. So, and, you know, you yourself can't be playing at your best if you're not playing hard and playing at a certain level of intensity. So, you know, part of it is, you know, you're worried about the opponent coming in, but a lot of it, honestly, is just trying to play your best, you know. And I just think that's the way the game's got to be played, and our kids have done a great job of that.
You talked about you have so many weapons and you have girls able to step up. We saw it on Monday night when maybe Macy Bogie and Cameron Kurt weren't full on, but a Molly Bogie, your sophomore, stepped up and led the way. So you have so many weapons of girls able to help out when things aren't going somebody else's way, and that's a sign of a good team.
Yeah, and you hit it on the head there. We're really fortunate, and we have a lot of kids, you know, that can contribute, and a lot of kids that can shoot the ball really well. And, you know, like you said, if a couple kids are off, we got other kids that can cover up for them. So, you know, we've consistently played 10 kids this season, and that's something we've never been able to do before. And I think it's something that can really help, you know, the style we want to try to play this year is, you know, with the full court pressing and running up and down and just trying to go as fast as possible, you know, to be able to keep kids as fresh, I think, has been really helpful for us this year.
Indeed, as the regular season winding down, as we talk about that Maquoketa Valley game, they came out and pushed your girls early. You're able to bounce back, respond, and pull away with some good shooting, 60-31, and also causing some turnovers. They had some unforced turnovers, but you were able to push them to near 30 turnovers again. You had 28 or 29 the first time. It's just of that havoc, that fast pace that you guys play at, able to push the competition, and that's the name of the game on defense, which leads to your offense.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Maquoketa Valley, you know, they came ready to go like we knew they would. They're just going to keep getting better and better. You know, they got a lot of young kids, and Coach Monk and crew do a great job over there. So just kind of a strange game. You know, I think we scored 8 points the first 2.5 minutes of the game, and didn't score the rest of the first quarter. I think we went 5.5 minutes without a bucket there. And, you know, you got to credit Mack Valley's defense there for some of that. And a little bit of that was us maybe settling for some shots, you know, from deep where we could have maybe tried to go inside a little bit or get some cutters going, things like that. So kind of watched some of that on film and talked about that at practice a little bit today, that we just got to do a little bit better job on our end too of keeping things moving and putting a little more pressure on the defense. But, you know, through that whole stretch, you know, kind of like Friday night, we continued to play tough defense. And, you know, eventually that led to some runouts and some turnovers for us. And just kind of able to gradually pull away and start hitting some shots there in the second half. So,
three more regular season games to go, and the way you build your schedule, different from other teams who maybe be winding down with a one or two games left. You have three games remaining with Friday, Monday, and then next Thursday. You've gone to this, I'm not sure how many years you've gone to this schedule. You like some more games towards the end of the season, so you're not sitting around for a week and a half and have to worry about a scrimmage or bringing somebody in to stay fresh and be ready for game play. And talk about your philosophy on that, how you like to leave a couple of games there at the end of the season before you get into your postseason.
Yeah, you know, well, Monday night against Mount Vernon, that's a makeup date. We're supposed to play them on Saturday, so that one just kind of happened to be open for both of us. But that late date with Cascade just a few years back, you know, talking with Coach Sconza, you know, when we were in 2A all those years, we usually didn't play that date. Mm-hmm. So, there'd be, if you had a bye, you might have 10, 12 games off or days off between games. And, so him and I kind of talked, so why don't we just push that thing back? And, it just kind of worked pretty well for us. you know, now that we've dropped to 1A, that's actually the first night of the 1A pairings. But it just so happened that it worked out. We had a bye, so we could leave that game there. And I really like it. You know, it breaks up that week. And man, we're going to have some really good competition heading into the regionals. You know, you got Bellevue Marquette coming in Friday. That'll be our senior night at home there. And then that last week, we're going to play two ranked opponents with Mount Vernon and Cascade. So hopefully that'll help us, you know, be battle tested and hopefully help us play some of our best ball heading into the tournament there.
No doubt. A competitive 1A team and then class 3A team with Coach Sanderson and company, a coach you know very well, was on your staff the last couple of years. And then Cascade, class 2A with Coach Gonza and company. What better to get ready for the postseason than those two teams there? And talking about the postseason, you found out, who the possibility of your first round opponent it will be either Iowa Valley or Belle Plaine coming up, as they'll play next Thursday. You'll host them on Valentine's night at your place at 7 o'clock. So Iowa Valley or Belle Plaine right now on the radar of getting scouting on them, talking to other coaches and get all the film you can and being ready for them after you get through these next few games.
Yeah, like you said, we got a lot of work to do before we get there. Some good games coming up, but certainly we're in the beginning stages here of trying to gather some information on those teams, and you know, it's just part of the, you know, to me, part of the fun of it. You know, it's a brand new season here in a couple weeks, and you know, we expect the kids to go out and play hard and give us their best effort. So as coaches, we feel we got to do the same thing and do the best we can on our end to help give them their best chance. So we'll get to work and you know, gather as much as we can on those teams, and hopefully we'll be ready to go.
Indeed, Class 1A, Region 3, as North Glenn is there, the number 3 team in Class 1A. All right, good luck with the games coming up here. We'll talk to you next week to continue to get ready for the postseason. Thanks for your time, as always. Have a great weekend.
You bet. You too, Smash.
Brian Wheatley, head coach of the North Glenn Lynx girls basketball program. 7:47, a couple more coaches to get to before we wind it up and send it to Hawkeye Radio Network, Gary Dolphin, Bobby Hansen, and Fran McCaffrey, the head coach of the Iowa Hawkeye men's basketball team. We continue on after this from KMCH Sports.
Newhouse Construction and Concrete is proud to support all our area athletes. Give Phil a call at 927-5178 for your commercial, ag, or residential projects, or visit newhouseconstruction.com. Newhouse Construction and Concrete turns design into reality.
Hello, this is Fred Smock from Dunlap Motors in Independence. We are proud to support local school programs. So if you are looking for a new Chevy, Buick, or certified used car or truck, or just want to stop and say hi, stop in. That's Dunlap Motors in downtown Independence.
Mace Construction of Edgewood is the area's leading ag construction company you can count on. The Mace brothers specialize in hog barns, machine sheds, framing, shops with residential, new construction, and remodels too. Give Andy or Tyler a call today at 451-6971 or 920-0999. Mace Construction. Construction you can count on.
This is John from Georgian Auto in Manchester. Commitment is a key ingredient to any successful team. Our team shows that commitment every day with digital inspections, loaner cars, stress-free financing, and 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Committed to you and your vehicle. Georgian Auto in Manchester.
Do you need life insurance? No matter your stage in life or your expenses, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move. Don't spend time wondering. Contact me, Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Randy Mahoney in Manchester, to learn more today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Delhi Landing in downtown Delhi is open 7 days a week. Enjoy our homemade pizzas, wings, cold drinks, and every Saturday night serving prime rib dinners. Delhi Landing proudly supports all area athletes and coaches.
High-Tech Communications, the protection you can trust. We provide security systems, video surveillance, access control, fire alarm systems, and alarm monitoring to protect your business or home. Call us today. High-Tech Communications, setting a high standard for your technology needs. HighTechCommunications.us.
Make sure to pick up a copy of the Delaware County Factbook, brought to you by the Independence Bulletin Journal and Shopper's Reminder, available at KMCH in Manchester. Every good athlete recognizes the value of having a great coach. If you're buying or selling a home, make sure you team up with an experienced realtor to coach you through the process. I service the entire KMCH listening area. My office is located in Manchester, across from the hospital. Contact me, Teresa Turnus, from Keller Williams Realty, for all your real estate needs.
Ready for a new job? Stanley Black & Decker has many open positions and has increased their pay. They offer a $1,000 sign-on bonus, 401k match, employee discounts, and a competitive benefits package. Stanley Black & Decker, locations in Delhi and Manchester, offering big city benefits with small-town values.
Mace Construction of Edgewood is the area's leading ag construction company you can count on. The Mace brothers specialize in hog barns, machine sheds, framing, shops with residential, new construction, and remodels too. Give Andy or Tyler a call today at 451-6971 or 920-0999. Mace Construction. Construction you can count on.
This is John from Georgian Auto in Manchester. Commitment is a key ingredient to any successful team. Our team shows that commitment every day with digital inspections, loaner cars, stress-free financing, and three-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Committed to you and your vehicle. Georgian Auto in Manchester.
Do you need life insurance? No matter your stage in life or your expenses, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move. Don't spend time wondering. Contact me, Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Randy Mahoney in Manchester, to learn more today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
.751, start to wind down here, getting ready for Hawk Talk. Gary Dolphin, Bobby Hanson, Fran McCaffrey from the Hawkeye Radio Network. As tape-delayed format, we will have that for you 8 till 9:30 here from KMCH tonight. We'll wrap up with our final coach. It's Michael Maloney, head coach of the Beckman boys basketball team. They're playing very well, 5 games won in a row. They're sitting at the top of the River Valley, the tough River Valley North Division, as a first year in the RVC for the Blazers. 14-5 overall, 10-2 in conference play, as they've rattled off those 5 wins, Northeast, Monticello, Maquoketa, Wilton, and Bellevue. As since we last talked, went over Maquoketa, Wilton, and Bellevue. We start with Maquoketa, and we talked about how it's never an easy place to play. Your team went down there and got the 8-point win on Friday night. Talk about how your team was able to do it, Coach.
Yeah, but I don't remember, can't remember if this was last week. You were sick or the week before, but coming off a big win against a really good Monticello team, obviously, who's getting everybody healthy. We knew going on the road at Maquoketa, they got us the first time. It was going to be a battle. They played a lot better at home, even than they do on the road. They shoot the ball so well. They have a unique style where everyone can put it up. So we had to be ready defensively for a different challenge than we're used to. We were missing Trent Arnes, of course, with a sprained ankle that he got at the end of the game into practice on Wednesday last week. So it was really just a battle test game. We came out extremely hot. They were decided they didn't want Patty to beat them by himself. They thought so. A ton of guys stepped up, made shots in the first half. We put up 41 points, and obviously when it's going in, it's pretty easy. But I was really proud of our defense. I can't remember if it was 26 or 23 points allowed. We got back. We made them play in the half court, and if they didn't make it, we got to stop. You know, put a lot of pressure on them. Obviously, they came back like they always do down there, no matter what. I never feel safe until that final horn goes off when you're at Maquoketa. And I just thought down the stretch we executed so well. We made our free throws when they needed to. You know, tough situations, 7 seconds on the shot clock under out-of-bounds plays, things that we haven't necessarily used in a game, but we have in our repertoire, and we executed them to a T, and got a huge win, tons of confidence after that one, and it was a big one, being tied with them for first in the conference. And then, you move to Monday night, going down to Wilton, the game you probably wish would have been earlier in the season just to get it out of the way, long road trip. We had a lot to play for Tuesday. Really had to come in Sunday night. You know, our Little Blazer wrestling tournament was going over schedule, so a lot of different things affecting our guys, and I was just happy how poised we came out. Now, we made shots again in the first half. They make runs, but we'd only hold them to 14-15, then we'd blow it back up to 20, and, you know, they've got a Division II player, just like all the teams on the north side have a player, and the Kirkman kid, 6'8", going to Augustana with a bunch of other Iowa guys, and so I just thought, you know, we showed what the North does to you how you got to play possession by possession basketball, how you got to play on both ends. And obviously Patrick getting really hot helped, having a heck of a first half and going 8 for 9 from three. But I thought the big reason why he was able to, you know, get coverages he's maybe not used to seeing on from North teams was because our other guys, our action, our cutting, our screening to make Kirkman come out of the lane. Obviously 6'8 at the rim is hard to score on, but when you can drag him out to force him to help on Patrick and the screens and sets we were running, the other guys made the reads wide open in the hoop. We got a ton of layups early, which made their defense just a little bit hesitant. You know, maybe a North team decides to leave the hoop and, you know, give us a wide open layup and double team Patrick and possibly get a tip or some crazy other thing. So I thought our other guys were so used to, you know, early in the season, I told you everybody's kind of, we just watch it. When shot goes up, we just watch it. So we want to see it go in. Now we're starting to play. I think that's where it's turned on for us this month of January. Everybody else is seeing the defense is, you know, maybe putting too much focus on him at times, or we're making that defense press and do things. And then last night, Bellevue, they had a lot to play for. They were a game behind us in the conference. Us being in first, them being right behind on our tails with Maquoketa and going on back-to-back. We hadn't played that well the other times. We'd done that this year. And I thought defensively we just stayed stout all night. I told the guys every quarter when they came in, you got to empty the tank this quarter. There can't be anything left. And, you know, you tell them that four times, and they start to think you're crazy. And I just thought we kept with it and frustrated them. And then we scored enough. Wasn't the prettiest by us, but it was pretty gutsy.
Indeed. And Patrick, outstanding night, taking down a couple of boys' basketball program records there on Monday night with 45 points at Wilton, surpassing the 40 that Mike Wiskus had in the mid-80s, one of the top three scorers all time, Wiskus, and then 8 threes in a game. What an accomplishment for him, and he's just continuing to have a heck of a senior campaign.
Yeah, and you've covered games where he's gotten like that from distance. Maybe not 8 threes good, but everything's going up. It feels like it's going in. I know you and Bill were down at West Branch last year, and everybody's like, are you surprised? I'm like, no, because I yell at our goal team at practice sometimes. Can someone stop him from scoring? Because he might put up 40 or 50 some nights at practice. So it's just a matter of time. We have great players. Just like I said, tons of teams in our conference do. It's not uncommon that they do that at practice, and it's just got to click in a game. And he's had some tough rolls, some bad luck on some. And that night they were going in. And Wilton was a really good opponent, you know, 14-2. Going in, top of the South, undefeated down there, hadn't really lost, had been smoking teams like crazy, second-best offense in 2A at the time, and so we knew we were going to have our hands full. I just thought we were locked in, motivated, the team that's been in those big games before, and it really showed, and, you know, led by him. He's got that killer instinct in the big games, and we need him to. Obviously, he garners a ton of attention from everyone else, but, again, he knows what his teammates can do, and it showed. I mean, last night, Trent almost had a triple-double. That would have been the first I can remember of us getting it. 10 points, 10 assists, and 9 rebounds. He's only one short. So I think all the guys as a group collectively are feeding off each other the right way, and it's a lot of fun.
No doubt about it. As two more regular season games to go here, your team has played tremendous here lately. We've talked about 5 wins in a row, and no better time right now as you wind down your regular season and you take a look ahead at your postseason. You'll get fully engulfed in that next week after you finish up with Cascade. You'll find out where you're going and what the postseason schedule looks like coming up on Monday in a new format this year. The state will decide instead of the old way of the coaches seating and the state with their rankings this year, and we'll get to see how that plays out for the first time.
Yeah, we get to celebrate senior night Friday. It'll be fun at home, go down to Cascade, but yeah, Monday it'll be interesting to see what they come out with. We honestly have no idea where we sit. We hope we have a resume of one of the top 16 teams. BC Moore says we have the second best schedule in our class, and with the record and how we've been playing lately, you know, we didn't take it lightly going Northland, Alburnett, West Delaware, and Marion outside of our league, plus we played the top 2 teams in the South, as well as our crossover games. So our guys have been battle-tested. You know, you can't be scared of anything. Everybody wants to win that time of the year. What team executes? What defense are they trying to run against us? And what do we need to stop? So all simple things that everybody, every coach on this show is going to talk about, and which kids are tougher to do it. And we hope we're one of those teams. It's going to be weird for us this year. Womack, we got to play all the way up right till the end of the season. And now, potentially, if we are one of the top 16, 32 teams in 2A to get a 1 or 2 seed, we will have a long break. So things we need to adjust to, we need to realize that they're out there, and we can't use them as excuses because we don't do those in our program.
No doubt about it. All right, best of luck to you and your games coming up. We'll talk to you next week to look at that postseason. Thanks for your time, as always. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Wish.
Michael Maloney, head coach of the Beckman Boys, here on the program as we wind down at 7:59 here on this Wednesday night. Girls State Wrestling coming up. Good luck to all those 30 coverage area wrestlers. Our coverage will start bright and early at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning with Jamie Vasky and Roger Reed as the postseason continues on for wrestling with the team state duels, on Saturday morning starting at 11 a.m. The Hawks will take on Webster City. That's going to do it tonight. Hawk Talk with head coach Fran McCaffrey, Gary Dolphin, and Bobby Hansen from Coralville right now on Mix 94.7 KMCH Manchester.